Blog Talk Radio.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
And glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Hallelujah.
Have mercy on us, O Lord.
For we have sinned against you.
Show us, O Lord, your mercy.
And grant us your salvation.
And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. You, Lord God, are slow to anger, abounding in love.
Turn your ear, O Lord, and give answer, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life. Save the servant who trusts in you.
You, Lord God, are slow to anger, abounding in love.
You are my God. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I cry to you all the day long. Give joy to your servant, O Lord, for to you I lift up my soul.
You, Lord God, are slow to anger, abounding in love.
O Lord, you are good and forgiving, full of love to all who call. Give heed, O Lord, to my prayer, and attend to the sound of my voice.
You, Lord God, are slow to anger, abounding in love.
In the day of distress I will call, and surely you will reply. Among the gods there is none like you, O Lord, nor work to compare with yours.
Lord God, are slow to anger, abounding in love.
All the nations shall come to adore you and glorify your name, O Lord, for you are great and do marvelous deeds, you who alone are God.
You, Lord God, are slow to anger, abounding in love.
Show me, Lord, your way, so that I may walk in your truth. Guide my heart to fear your name.
You, Lord God, are slow to anger, abounding in love.
I will praise you, Lord my God, with all my heart, and glorify your name forever. For your love to me has been great. You have saved me from the depths of the grave.
You, Lord God, are slow to anger, abounding in love.
The proud have risen against me. Ruthless men seek my life. To you they pay no heed.
You, Lord God, are slow to anger, abounding in love.
But you, God of mercy and compassion, slow to anger, O Lord, abounding in love and truth, turn and take pity on me.
You, Lord God, are slow to anger, abounding in love.
O give your strength to your servant, and save your handmaid son. Show me a sign of your favor, that my foes may see to their shame that you console me and give me your help.
Lord God, are slow to anger, abounding in love.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
You, Lord God, are slow to anger, abounding in love.
A reading from the first book of Thessalonians, chapter 5, verses 9 through 10. God chose us to possess salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us in order that we might live together with him, whether we are alive or dead, when he comes.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
You have redeemed us, Lord God of truth.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
And glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace.
Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace.
My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace.
A light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people, Israel.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
And protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Well, we want to thank the Lord that we're able to re-begin night prayer this evening. And very grateful that we got on the air despite wrestling with tech as we come aboard. But we're very glad to be with you, and we thank you for listening. We want to pray to the Lord for all people listening, all of your intentions, all of your needs. We pray for Deborah Shea, whose husband Phil needs a job. We pray for Chris Emmerich, for Corey Williams, who is waiting for a kidney transplant. We pray for our own Father Mark, who will be traveling on a mission to Haiti to serve those in need. We pray for his safe travel, his safety while he is there, and that he help heal many people with both his medical skills and with his priestly office. We pray for the American Apostolic Old Catholic Church, for her clergy, for her seminarians, for her members, her parishes and missions. We pray for Church of the Nativity in Chicago, for the coming mission church of St. Teresa of Calcutta in Wisconsin, and for all of the missions that our wonderful clergy are beginning. We pray for our efforts to open an accredited seminary, which the Lord is blessing tremendously, and we give him thanks for all of his great blessing. Now, personally, I would like to pray for the homeless, for those who suffer from violence of all kinds, for those who are being raised in war-torn nations, for those who go hungry day by day, and for those who are suffering, who do not show their pain. Pray for my children and my family, the children and family of, and families of all of our clergy and seminarians. And Bo, do you have any prayer intentions for yourself or others?
Seminarian Thomas posted that he'd like for us to pray for his wife's uncle who had a heart attack today and that he is in serious condition.
Okay.
Also pray for my mother and father and sisters. They're traveling back from Alabama today. And for my children and wife as they go on this journey with me. Just like to pray that they have the strength and everything to help me along as they see fit.
So we ask God to bless you too, Bo, for being here this evening, but also in your studies toward the priesthood. Now, Lord, we place these intentions in your most merciful and loving hands. We ask you to answer our prayers, those we've spoken aloud this evening and those we hold in the silence of our hearts, to answer them according to your will. We ask this as all things through Christ our Lord. Amen. And let us
Amen.
Pray. Lord, give our bodies restful sleep. And let the work we have done today be sown for an eternal harvest. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Lord, grant us a quiet night and a perfect end. Amen.
Amen. Thank you all. Have a wonderful evening, and may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.